these are some of their columns. Out around behind the Roman Forum was an area which was supposed to be a residential area where there were a lot of palaces. You couldn't get into that area and take very good pictures, but from the outside, this is a picture that I took. And this would be another picture. Again, they look pretty massive, but these are predominantly red brick buildings. This is the Triumphal Arch, which is just outside of the Colosseum. Yeah, maybe it's the Constantine Triumphal Arch, we're not sure. And this would be a frontal view of the Colosseum. It's, if you notice here, it's like four tiers. The next slide would be of perhaps the middle view. I think it's three tiers here. And the next slide is the back view. The back view is not nearly as impressive as the front. Then we went into the Colosseum from a side, and once you walk in the Colosseum, there are all sorts of open ways around the outside. And we got to one area, and there was like a herd of cats, about eight cats, who were apparently begging for food. We stopped there and ate our peanut butter lunch, and I think Barbara had some Italian bread that she didn't want to finish, and she gave it to the cats. I think that's what really attracted them all. She said, "Ah, suckers here," and they all came and sat around. She didn't give them anything more to eat. As soon as you go into the Colosseum, this would be a view that you would get as you just step in. As you look down, this area would have been covered over with the floor, and this would be where the slaves would be kept and the wild animals. And it wouldn't be normally, you wouldn't normally be able to see it. And this is another view of the same area.